Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, big issue, if peace and prosperity drive elections, well, one of the big issues is going to be the economy. We now see a price of a barrel of oil going up to $90 a barrel. That means the prices are going to continue to go up. We're already seeing the highest gas prices that we have seen in 6 months. And now speculation, Biden might drain even more the little reserves in terms of our petroleum reserves that he squandered to artificially drive down gas prices in 2022. It looks like he's going to try and do it again. But anyway, here to weigh in on all of this is Tim Stewart and EJ Antonio with us. Tim is with the president of the Petroleum and Gas Institute. EJ, of course, research fellow, regional economics. Thank you both. All right, Tim. So $90 a barrel. There was an article today. Is Saudi Arabia trying to sabotage Joe Biden? Well, what's going on with gas prices and the price of a barrel of oil?
Well, you know, we are at the highest point we've been, and you're exactly right. There is not a lot of wiggle room the administration has with regards to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The fact of the matter is, Sean, look, you know, it's a combination of issues, pressuring issues, and pump. They're pushing pump prices higher. You know, it's the right refinery transition, which happens every year at this time. But more importantly, it's what's happening overseas, and particularly with Ukraine and with the Houthis and the cost of transporting crude across the globe. That's what we're seeing right now. The problem with higher pump prices is that U.S. producers, we're kind of tapped out on our private lands. If the administration hadn't put a stop work on all the federal lands, we'd have about 20% extra capacity coming online right now. And that's where we're at. So you're going to see higher prices for the foreseeable future, I think.
When you talk about the foreseeable future, give me a time frame.
Well, again, it depends on what happens overseas. But obviously, I think we're going to see high prices through the summer for sure. There's just not a lot of extra wiggle room. U.S. producers, we're tapped out. We're producing more than we ever have. We are record levels of production right now. We don't have a lot more to give. It's got to come from other places around the globe. And frankly, OPEC is doing exactly what we expect them to do, which is when the administration comes in and says produce more, they're probably going to tell him they like the price climate where it's at right now.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Let's get your take, EJ Antoni.
I think Tim's exactly right. You know, he really has his finger on the pulse of the industry here. And it's important for Americans to realize that today's higher oil prices are going to trickle down into prices for goods and services throughout the rest of the economy. We really underestimate just how much the price of energy affects the price of everything else that we do and everything else that we buy. Every time you go to a store, you're picking an item up off a shelf that got there on a truck that was powered by oil. And it's not just simply transportation. There are lots of other ways that it affects our daily life as well, because of how much chemical blend stocks, for example, come from oil, come from natural gas. And so even if an energy source is not explicitly being used for energy, it is still being used for products and services, again, that affect all aspects of our lives. And so if you look at inflation numbers, how those have come down erratically, at least over the last year, that was with lower energy prices. Now we're talking about energy prices going back up. What do you think that's going to do to inflation?
Well, we know what it's going to do, because the cost of everything we buy at every store we go to goes up dramatically whenever this happens, right? Tim Stewart, I mean, it's simple, basic economics 101. Supply, demand, crisscross, dictate price. Now, if you listen to the Biden administration, they are telling Americans that they're producing more oil than ever before. Is it that the demand is higher? They're also importing oil from Venezuela, which is probably the dirtiest oil in terms of the need for going through a refinery and being turned into usable gasoline. And, you know, where else are we getting oil from?
Well, you know, the Biden campaign, they're terrified, rightly so, with higher gasoline prices. And despite the fact that they took, since January of 21, the Biden administration has taken over 200 individual actions to make it harder to produce oil and gas in the United States, we've gone around them. But like I said earlier, when you have 25% of the entire federal oil and gas assets on federal lands that have been taken offline, you don't have much more wiggle room on the private lands. And so we're in election mode, and the administration is sensitive to higher prices, and so that's why they're going to Ukraine and saying, hey, stop hitting the Russian oil facilities, and they're leaning away from imposing sanctions on Venezuela. We've seen this movie before, Sean. You know, they'll try and pressure OPEC to produce more, which OPEC won't. Then they'll call on American oil companies to produce more, which we can't without some regulatory relief. Then they'll call for the FTC investigations about price gouging, et cetera, et cetera. And then they may get to strategic petroleum reserve releases. That's their last option, a last resort.
Well, they did that in 2022. The petroleum reserves were not designed to help Democrats get elected, but that's what they used it for in 2022. Are they trying to do the same thing in 2024? And if I hear one more person on television tell us how great the economy is, obviously they're not living the life of the average American, because grocery prices are now up a whopping 37% than 4 years ago. Layoffs have now surged to a 14-month high. Industrial goods manufacturing had an increase of 726% in jobs cuts in the first quarter. And, you know, you even have guys like former chief of staff of Biden, Ron Klain, who is now pointing out that, yeah, his failed to tame inflation. Well, we saw that with the latest CPI numbers, and we saw that with the latest wholesale price numbers that came out in just the last month. So things are not getting better. And when they cite the stock market, or, oh, we've got all these job gains, well, that will likely be, you know, revised downward, as it usually is, number one. And number two, how many of those jobs are part-time jobs? EJ.
Sean, you hit on a lot of really great points there. And when we start looking at that distinction between the full and the part-time jobs, what do we find? We find that the economy is hemorrhaging full-time jobs, and we're only adding part-time ones. And that wasn't just true for the month of March, the report that we just got. It's been true for the entire last year. We've been losing full-time jobs, gaining part-time jobs. Why? Because a lot of Americans, Sean, are essentially having to go out and get a second or even a third gig in order to try to make ends meet, because of exactly the types of things you were talking about, like grocery bills being up 37%. I mean, that's just absolutely insane. But that's the reality a lot of Americans are dealing with. And it's not just a matter of the kinds of jobs that are being created, where we're only adding lower-paying part-time jobs, but it's also a question of who is getting the jobs. If we look at over the last year, for example, over 650,000 native-born Americans lost their jobs on net. How many foreign-born workers gained jobs? 1.3 million. So all of the job gains that we are seeing, and again, it's not just the last year. This has basically been a four-year-long.
Well, Jerome Powell just told us that, in fact, that's a good thing. He said that this week.
Oh, well, it's certainly good if you're a member of the political elite, if you're a member of the ruling class, and you want some cheap labor to do menial work for you, and that also helps keep down your labor costs, which reduces the inflation numbers. But how good is that for the average American? How good is that for prosperity here at home? So what we're essentially seeing, Sean, is these numbers being artificially increased, if you will, by a flood of illegal immigrants, which, by the way, the Labor Department admits illegals are counted in these numbers. They just don't know how many, or at least they won't tell us how many. But whatever the case, that flood of illegal immigration coordinated by the Biden administration is certainly keeping down labor costs, which is helping Jerome Powell as far as he's concerned, but it's also impoverishing Americans.
Well, I think this is where I get frustrated, because people look at, oh, the numbers are looking really good on the stock market. That's not impacting the 60% of Americans that live paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, certainly. And you know what? It's also not impacting the quarter of American households who don't have a single cent in retirement savings. Why? Because their costs are up so much more than their wages that they can't afford to save anything. And it's not just a matter of inflation driving up prices, which means they can't save anything, but their wages have also stagnated in part because of this flood of illegal immigration. And so what we're looking at essentially is a situation where, again, if you're a member of the political elite, you're doing just fine. And also if you're at the far other end of the income distribution where you're not earning anything and you're living off the government dole, you've also done pretty well under this administration, which has expanded welfare, both in terms of who's eligible and also how much you get. So who's really getting crushed? The American people in the middle, the American middle class, the people for whom home ownership is no longer a dream. It's a nightmare, one that, you know, it's a dream that they can never achieve.
I tend to agree with that. And, you know, the idea that Americans are losing jobs and illegal immigrants are getting jobs. Tim Stewart, I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on with that. And that would be corporations looking for labor costs to be reduced. And then we've got this big fight over, you know, how high they want to raise the minimum wage. A bunch of stores have now closed. Fast food stores are starting to close because they can't afford to pay their workers $20 an hour like they want in California.
You know, Sean, there's nothing in the world that's more dangerous than sincere ignorance or conscientious stupidity, right? And the fact of the matter is, I really liked what EJ said, because you're talking about one aspect, which is energy poverty. The economy now has a majority of Americans from middle and lower income households who are living paycheck to paycheck and having to make this decision, do I buy gas for my car, do I buy food for my table? And it shouldn't be like this. And again, the administration on energy policy has been so schizophrenic with regards to having they're intentionally driving scarcity, particularly for use of fossil fuels on the inside. And again, we put millions of people into energy poverty where they're having to make these tough choices, and it shouldn't be like this.
Shouldn't be like this for any American. Anyway, I appreciate both of you, Tim Stewart and EJ Antoni. Thank you both for being with us. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, let's get to our busy phones if we can. Brian, Ohio, next on the Sean Hannity Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, it's snowy and rainy here in the Ohio River Valley right now. Absolutely.
Sorry to hear that. It's sunny and it's 80 in the free state of Florida, but I'm not rubbing it in or anything.
You better flip.
No, well, my friends used to do that to me. It used to piss me off. Now I'm like, I love doing it back to everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Anyway, what's on your mind today?
Well, what I was talking about is I've an ancestor that signed the Declaration of Independence, and I believe fully that our forefathers formed the Bill of Rights, which are the first 10 constitutional laws, to everybody for tyranny, because prior to them, life was always tyranny. My issue was with Robert Kennedy's Jr.'s recorded statements, and I think he's a signal to the Democrats. He said he personally would not go after the Third Amendment, and I don't care which one of the 10 amendments you're talking about, none of them should be touched. And he would not go after the Second Amendment. However, he said if Congress brought him a bill, changed the Second Amendment, he would sign it. I think that was the signal to the Democrats, and completely not what the president's for. The president is to protect that Bill of Rights, all of them.
I totally agree. And, you know, for people that think that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be some conservative, they're just mistaken. And I know some people might be drawn to his views on COVID mandates and shutdowns. That's fine. Or maybe even some people agree with him completely on immunization. But if you look at his environmental record, it's atrocious. He is a climate alarmist religious cultist. He wanted and has advocated his entire adult life to protect wild lands, doesn't want development, wants to curb mining and logging and oil drilling, eliminate fracking. He has endorsed and praised Bernie Sanders' plan to curb fossil fuel extraction, quote, hashtag keep it in the ground. And that goes with fracking. You know, he supported a regulation ban, and he's done it many, many times. Then you can look at his position on guns. And, you know, he said the NRA is a terror group. Then you can look at his position on affirmative action, which he supports. Then you can look at his, you know, position on, you know, reimagining police departments with social workers, or the fact that he called Louis Farrakhan a rabid anti-Semite and racist, a great partner. He wants the minimum wage of $15. He wants free child care, tax-free 3% government-backed mortgage bonds. He supported Al Gore and John Kerry and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and loves Bernie Sanders. I don't know what else to say about the guy. I don't dislike him even. I think the Democrats have treated him like crap. Anyway, I got a break. Appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, as we continue.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take a second to hear the immortal Bob Grant's thoughts about the world today.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's sick and it's getting sicker.
Now, back to the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. You know what? America's not the same country we all grew up in, and violent crime, you see it. We talk about it every day. It is spiking at a very alarming rate. The media, they want to protect Joe Biden. They don't report it much. They're the same people that said that the riots in the summer of 2020 were mostly peaceful. Anyway, we have no bail laws, defund, dismantle, reimagine police departments. Well, okay, now departments are underfunded. Officers, they're leaving that job that many of them dreamed of since they were kids. New recruits, they're nowhere to be found. Response times are doubling and tripling now across the country. And the truth is that more and more you and your family, you and your employees are on your own. It's a harsh reality to face, but, you know, I'm just telling you the truth. Now, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered. I want all of you to get this complete concealed carry family defense guide. You download it absolutely free when you go to uscca.com/Hannity. Do it now. You'll learn proven ways to deter criminals, protect your home, protect your family, protect your employees. And by the way, all around the country, the USCCA has over 8,000 classes available for situational self-defense. If you want to take one, I strongly recommend you do.
That's what I practice every day in my own life. But anyway, go to uscca.com/Hannity. And God forbid you have to use lethal force one day to protect your life. Well, they'll be there for you every step of the way. uscca.com/Hannity. So I couldn't believe it until I heard it. I almost forgot about our giggling vice president because she was giving a speech on energy this week, and your giggling VP was back in great form. And then she wrongly claimed that the NCAA women's basketball was not allowed to have brackets until 2022. Sounds like Joe Biden making up stories about, 17-hour trips with the president of China, President Xi. Anyway, here's your giggling vice president and your vice president not knowing a thing about brackets. Listen.
The largest investment ever to take on the climate crisis, roughly $1 trillion with a T. I had to. When President Biden and I first ran for office, folks told us we have to take on the climate crisis and we have to also lower monthly energy bills. And here in North Carolina, to help you lower that monthly Duke energy bill. You're welcome.
Do you know, okay, a bit of a history lesson. Do you know that the women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022? Think about that and what that talk about progress, better late than never, but progress and what that has done. Because, of course, when, I had a bracket, it's not broken completely, but I won't talk about my bracket. But you know what? Just how we love March Madness, and even just now allowing the women to have brackets, and what that does to encourage people to talk more about the women's teams, to watch them. Now they're being covered, and this is the reality. People used to say, "Oh, women's sports. Who's interested?" Well, if you can't see it, you won't be. But when you see it, you realize, oh.
But I think my all-time favorite when it comes to the vice president really is the word salad. The passage of time and communities and time passing, and all together we're passing through time. And the communities are for everybody in the community, for the sake of the community. That's what communities are for. Listen.
Together, we are expanding access to transportation. Seems like maybe it's a small issue. It's a big issue. You need to get to go and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home.
So I'm here to ask you to do what you know how to do, because when you do what you do on all of these issues, the American people win.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time. More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to bring their kids and say, we're not paying them nearly enough.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree.
Now, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are the children of the community.
You got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
We invested an additional $12 billion into community banks because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community, as well as the talent and capacity of community.
All right, to our busy phones we go. Let's say hi to Aaron. He's in the great state of Ohio, the Buckeye State. What's going on, Aaron?
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Comment about Biden going to Baltimore today and visiting with the families of the construction workers. Now, I am a construction worker. However, I am a former deputy jailer. And it's kind of aggravating that he still hasn't reached out to the police officer's family after all this time.
You're talking about Officer Diller. And yeah, that's kind of sad, isn't it?
It is very sad. And is he going to be present when he's with these families anyhow? I mean, is he going to be checking his watch as he's standing there talking to them or listening to them?
It kind of fits into the fact that he did go to the site of where this bridge collapsed today. And It's almost like he's only doing it because he's forced to do it. Because while he was yucking it up and he and Clinton and Obama were at Radio City Music Hall raising, you know, $25-26 million, Donald Trump was at the wake of this officer Diller and offering the family comfort. I mean, what a comparison, right? And while he was in New York, you would think that maybe he'd have a little bit of time. He could take helicopters and pretty much land them anywhere he wants at any open field out in Long Island, and there are plenty of them. And he could have stopped by and talked to the family, but he didn't. And I think that speaks volumes about him. The fact that he didn't show up till a year later in East Palestine, he didn't have the time on his schedule, he said. But every weekend he was on the beach in Delaware, any warm weather weekend. He had plenty of time if it was a priority for him. It was not. And I think it just, you know, that's him. That's who we got as our president right now.
It's very sad. We need to have accountability for this in our country. And, you know, he wants security, but he denies security for other people. I mean, I'm talking about Junior here, you know. It's just sad. It's
yep.
A sad state that we're in right now.
Well, 213 days. If you don't feel the urgency of the moment, this being an inflection point for the country, I don't know what I can say that will convince you. Because everybody knows it. Everybody's feeling it. The only thing they're going to run on is hating Trump and lying about what Republicans stand for. They won't run on any record they have unless they're going to lie about their record, which, by the way, they've already been doing. And of course, blaming Donald Trump for the border and blaming Donald Trump for crime and blaming Donald Trump for the economy and blaming Donald Trump for, you know, if the dog bites the beast things and you're feeling sad. Anyway, thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Hala. She's in Florida. Hala, how are you? Happy Friday.
Great, Sean. Thank you. I wanted to refer back to your show 2 days ago when you stated that Biden is changing his stance on Israel. Let's not be fooled. Number one, I am a Palestinian American. I'm definitely pro-Palestinian and proud to say it. Unfortunately, we cannot go into the history and the real reason why Israel is attacking Palestine. But let's put that aside. Biden is not changing his stance. I'm a big Trump supporter. And let's make it clear, especially so all of the Arab Americans across the country, Muslims and Christians, understand he's only changing his stance because he's going to lose in Michigan. He needs Michigan. He needs to use the Middle Eastern people to win this election, and it's not going to happen. So,
well, I mean, the fact that they, in the middle of a war after the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history, is openly advocating to replace the current prime minister, I mean, is it should shock everybody, especially our top ally. They are not looking for anything except They want to buy American military aid and support. That's really all they wanted. And the idea that Joe may condition any military aid over a ceasefire means they don't win their war on terror. And Biden is now demanding an immediate ceasefire. He did it in a 1 hour call that he had with Netanyahu. War is ugly. Israel did not start this war. Israel is not responsible for the war. Israel now has an obligation to protect their country. Their very survival, in my view, is hanging in the balance. It's that serious. Now we see the CIA warning that Iran is going to attack Israel within 48 hours. That makes things even more precarious in the region. Joe, of course, has allowed the Iranians to get rich by not enforcing sanctions and stopping them from selling their oil. He lifted sanctions, so $10 billion can go into the mullah's coffers. And in that case, you know, that's outrageous also. I mean, I can't believe he did that, but he did. Then, of course, he was going to give another $6 billion in monies, you know, for a ransom for hostages.
And now Israel has to go this all by itself. I don't know. If this happened after 9/11 and other countries were telling us how to run our war on terror, I don't think America would take kindly to it. I certainly wouldn't have.
Yeah. So say that Biden is demanding a ceasefire. Unless I see him standing there and saying, I am demanding a ceasefire, I'm not really sure how you can believe that. He is dancing around it to appease the Middle Eastern people. That is all he's doing. And also, John Kirby, he can't come out with a straight answer as well. With the World Central Kitchen, he can't condemn that either. Why? We don't know. Because Israel has started this war. It's been 75 years. This has been going back and forth. Just again, I'm sure you've heard of this over and over. This did not start on October 7th. But let's put that to the side. This war never would have started. Well, maybe there could have been a war, but the slaughter, we call it the second coming of the Holocaust on the Palestinian children and the people, would not have happened under Trump. This only happened under Biden. And Biden is only trying to appease the Middle Eastern people. That's why he's dancing around it, and he can't be completely demanding it because he has to be careful. But at the same time, he's like, oh, but I still need these Middle Eastern people who make a big part of this community and this country. But it's easier for the people in this country just to sweep the Palestinian people under the carpet that they're all terrorists. Let's just sweep them under the carpet. They're all terrorists. So let's keep slaughtering all of the children in Palestine. So this is a point that I also...
Look, what he's basically doing is he is prioritizing his election over fighting radical terrorists that want to not only destroy Israel, it's bigger than Israel. Radical Islamists, you know, they view Israel as the little Satan, you know, from the river to the sea, and they view America as the big Satan. And and what have we been hearing from the FBI director? What have we been hearing from top generals? That, you know, they expect terrorist attacks on our country. And with all the people that Joe Biden has allowed in from Iran and Syria and China and Russia and Afghanistan and Egypt, it seems inevitable that we are going to be attacked probably sooner than later. And yeah, Joe will have blood on his hands, but at that point, the price has been too high. Anyway, I appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN is our number.
The Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's Conservative Solutions.
All right, back to our busy phones as we say hi to Simon in California. Simon, how are you? Glad you called.
Thank you, Sean. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you for listening for a long time, and thank you for calling, and glad you checked in, and happy Friday to you.
Thank you. Look, I thought it would be a good idea between now and Election Day, maybe once a month, you would read off a list of Donald Trump's accomplishments during his first term, all under the banner of keeping his promises.
I could definitely do that. I can give you a lot of them off the top of my head. I mean, pre-COVID, he set record low after record low after record low unemployment for many demographics in the country, for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, for women in the workplace, Asian Americans, African American youth as well. The economy was flourishing. We had low interest rates. Gasoline never went on a national average, never got to $3 a gallon in the 4 years he was president. For the first time in 75 years, he made the country energy independent. We know what he did with the wall. We know what he did with the stay in Mexico policy. We know that illegal immigration was brought to the lowest levels it had been in many, many years. And Joe Biden inherited that. We know for the first time he put tariffs on China that were meaningful and biting. We know that he got respect on the world stage as the leader of the free world, and that we know that our enemies feared him. I don't think they fear Joe Biden at all.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny.
the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.